This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his efforts to end legal protections for young immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt. The high court saying that Trump improperly ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in 2017. In a Friday morning tweet, the president says the court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won. And he added, we will be submitting enhanced papers shortly. Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Cuccinelli saying on CNN the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The now former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a black suspect in a Wendy's parking lot a week ago is expected to appear in court today. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, for the death of Rayshard Brooks a week ago tonight. Hundreds of President Trump's supporters are already in line for tomorrow night's campaign rally in Tulsa. Attendees have to sign a waiver saying they won't sue the Trump campaign if they get sick. But Oklahoma health workers have sent a letter to the mayor of Tulsa urging him to cancel the rally over COVID-19 concerns. After meeting with the Oklahoma governor, President Trump said of the rally plan,
one of the reasons we chose your state, as you know, Kevin, was that you've done so well with the COVID.
The president's feud with what's been his favorite social media platform heating up again as Twitter has flagged another of his tweets for allegedly manipulating media. It's the third time in recent weeks Twitter has flagged a presidential tweet. And this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wall Street has opened higher after a report that China may ramp up its purchases of U.S. farm goods, the report easing some concerns about trade relations as investors weighed a rise in coronavirus cases as well. Airlines, oil, and energy stocks among the early gainers so far today. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tearing into former National Security Advisor John Bolton for his upcoming tell-all book that's due for release next week. Pompeo calling Bolton a traitor, saying that he's written something sad and dangerous. Pompeo accusing Bolton of spreading lies, although he admitted that he hasn't read the entire book, but he has read excerpts that have been published in the media. Bolton's book is scheduled to come out next week, though the Trump administration continues its efforts to try to block its release by winning a court victory to do so. The NBA will use wearable technology to combat coronavirus during the league's restart at Disney World in Florida. Reports are players will have the option to wear an Aura smart ring, which can measure body temperature, respiratory function, and heart rate. Players will also be given access to a Disney Magic Band, which will help with contact tracing. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Live. If we're going to be free, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have any choice. I mean, there's no plan B in this thing. We've got to come together, unified. I mean, it's all about unity. This is why all the hyphenation and bifurcation of America's citizens is disdainful to me. It is absolutely disgusting. It pulls us apart. It doesn't draw us together. Our next guest, Dr. Steve Turley from Durham University, is an internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author who's widely considered one of the most exciting voices in today's intellectual dark web. And I guess, Dr. Turley, that's as long as that intellectual dark web can remain in existence with the Silicon Mafia working against us and doing everything they can to inhibit freedom of speech.
Oh, that's right. I love that phrase, Silicon Mafia. I think I'm going to use that now. I hope you don't have that trademarked.
No, absolutely. I've heard Silicon Mafia. I've heard Palo Alto Mafia. I mean, it's all one and the same. I mean, they have definitely stepped over the line. And sadly, once again, our legislators, Congress, have failed support the cause of freedom, and they've allowed them to run amok. Right now, they're useful idiots, because they're going to do everything they can, as Google professed on the night of Donald Trump's election. They put into plan their own insurance plan in assuring all the liberal youngsters there in the operation that, get out of your fetal positions. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen again.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and it is tragic. I think it was Tucker Carlson, who's been on fire of late, said just blatantly, elections don't seem to matter anymore. Our politicians don't do anything. Our Supreme Court sure isn't performing the way it should be. But I think what makes Donald Trump so exciting, and why he has such a liberals don't even know what to call it. They just throw up their hands, and they're exacerbated by this notion that his support is so solid among Republicans and conservatives. It just refuses to break down beyond, say, 42-43%. Mm-hmm. And it's because he just comes out as somebody who fights for us. That's the one thing Republicans want. We just want our leaders to fight for us.
Exactly. Dr. Turley, I mentioned this to a presentation of a local Tea Party group, and I said, the thing that impresses me about Donald Trump is he sits in the truth, and he's unmovable. He says something, and people may get offended by it, and some other people just do not understand where he's coming from. But the one thing he's consistent with, it's about these founding principles, these inarguable truth elements, and it drives the left nuts, because they believe that truth is relative. So there's a clear round peg square hole type of thing, because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church for them, that they've been promoting relevant truth that has really turned America into almost being irrelevant. And Donald Trump has made America relevant again. And the conservative Main Street America, whether they're Republican, even Democrats, even independents, saying, look, thank God for Donald Trump, because without Donald Trump and the big megaphone and the power of Twitter that he has, we'd be to hell in a handbasket already.
That's for sure. And it is fascinating. It's something that's going on all over the world right now. But we've moved from a modernist age that starts in the 18th century with the enthronement of scientific rationalism as the one true way mm-hmm. of understanding reality, and then the creation of just, you know, this notion of a single one-size-fits-all political and economic system for all people, for all time, for all places. The 20th century basically fought two major wars over this concept of who's going to have the one system to rule the world, as it were. Well, we've moved from this modernist conception of the world to what scholars call a postmodernist conception. So the world is basically fracturing right now. It's breaking up. The globalist systems are all coming apart. And now we've really only got two choices. The two choices we've got is, are we going to go back and re-embrace a good, healthy civic nationalism that is once again restoring our nation's sovereignty, our border security, our economic security, bringing our manufacturing back home? Now everyone pretty much agrees it's not a good idea to have your pharmaceuticals manufactured in Beijing, right?
Yeah. I've said, Steve, sometimes we have to fall off the roof to realize gravity still exists, right?
Right. You have to fall on your back to look up. Right. Yeah. And so we want our border security, we want our economic security, and we want our cultural security, which always, by definition, the cult of culture always requires a common religious foundation. And that's why so much of the Western nations, particularly in Europe, are going back to their Christian roots as the basis for their foundation. Either we're going to go to this civic nationalism, or we're breaking up into all these competing truths, these relativized truths that are all organized around ethnocentric tribalisms. And it seems to me Donald Trump is the one who's more than anyone else is, and I get this on my YouTube channel all the time from people in Europe, even people like in India and the like, Donald Trump more than anyone else is proclaiming the need to stand for national sovereignty and our common religious heritage as a way forward for a flourishing future.
Exactly. We can't be distracted by the emotions and energy of the left. I know you've written an article on Black Lives Matter proving the left is dead. They just don't know it. Because they are, by sleight of hand, by delusion, I mean, they are the Trojan horse that has come into our culture that really is unsustainable, ultimately. And this is starting to be revealed and understood by more and more people, because at the end of the day, Black Lives Matter is, to me, they're the other side of the same coin as Antifa. They have no desire to improve or to advance the cause of liberty and the American dream. They want to, as Barack Obama said, Barack Obama fundamentally wanted to transform. They want to more than fundamentally. I mean, they want to obliterate and start all over again, because this is what these type of movements historically have done.
Correct. I think you're absolutely right. What they've done is they've married the left, which has been cultural Marxist at least since the 1960s, with the advent of multiculturalism in our universities that supplanted our classical our curriculum of the seven liberal arts, the celebration of and I mean liberal, of course, in terms of freeing the classical sense, not the leftist sense, and a common Western culture, heritage, Western civilization. That curriculum got thrown out of our universities in the 1960s and was replaced by the sort of radicalized post-colonialist multiculturalism. It found its home in the left. And what we're actually finding now is that it's turning into sort of this rabid tribalism that's eating up the left. The left can't hold it
always,
together
and it always
anymore.
Does. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Steve Turley after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's what's before us. It really is a binary choice, ladies and gentlemen, and we've taken our freedom for granted. And, you know, when Dr. Turley talks about Marxists, that they've been in our country, in operation in our institutions of academia and higher learning, you know, I believe that America just... could not comprehend and even consider that Marxism would be this rampant in our country. It's not an existential threat. It is here domestically. If you think not, all you got to do is turn on your TV and witness what's going on with all the looting and the rioting that has been going on from coast to coast, not only in this country, but dare I say, in Europe as well. Dr. Turley writes that on December 25th, 1991, the Soviet Union, one of the most powerful empires ever known, officially dissolved, if you remember, for those of us who were around. Literally overnight, Russia balkanized, losing 30% of its land as 15 Soviet republics declared their national independence. Fast forward to our time. New Orleans Saints star quarterback Drew Brees, in an interview with Yahoo Finance's Dan Roberts, was asked whether he supported calls for NFL players to kneel during the national anthem in protest of police brutality in the wake of George Floyd's death. Brees says, "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America." Almost instantly, he was deluged with torrents of anger and criticism against his supposedly insensitive comments by black athletes and teammates, forcing Brees to apologize on his Instagram. While these two events may seem completely unrelated, they both revolve a common theme. They are all fallouts from the collapse of the political left. I thought this was insightful on your part, Dr. Turley, to bring these events into play, because I got to tell you, and we commented on the show with Drew Brees, who I have respected and been a fan of for many years. He's been on the show before, and I was disappointed with his response. I mean, in contrast to Donald Trump, as we said earlier, who will say something and stand in the truth no matter what kind of incoming comes his way. I mean, some people want to say that he's reckless with some of his comments. But by and large, the majority of his statements are, they're bona fide. I mean, they are of value that, and based in the truth that he can stand on and withstand the incoming. Drew Brees, for some reason, lost his compass, and somehow, maybe he found something in his heart that wasn't consistent, with the flag and his statements that he made. But I was not offended whatsoever. In fact, I agreed with what he said.
Yeah, it's tragic. We're even seeing something like this with Chick-fil-A. The corporate world, the Brazilian philosopher Olavo de Carvalho, conservative philosopher, amazing fellow, he made the argument that Marxists basically have made their peace with the economy. because they own it now, they're the ultra billionaires and the oligarchs, as it were. And so the corporate world, the CEOs of our age are very, very much to the left today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The whole economic model for left and right of the 20th century is basically done. Most scholars are arguing that left and right is now shifting in the 21st century more to identity, nation, culture, and of course what we're seeing now is race and ethnicity. And so that's giving birth to two different kinds of nationalisms. On the one hand, you have the civic nationalism, like we were talking about, which is simply the reasserting of national sovereignty away from dying liberal globalist organizations like the EU. But the other one is a much more pernicious one, and that's more of a tribalist, secessionist, balkanized kind of nationalism, what we call an ethno-nationalism. And what happened to Drew Brees, I think, is he first gave a wonderful response reflective of civic nationalism, but then he got the blowback from the Black Lives Matter crowd that are more and more being influenced by ethno-nationalism. Now, keep in mind, even though it's on the, we would call this on the right, because it's no longer understood in economic terms, you can have ethno-nationalists who are totally cool with Marxism. So it's kind of this bizarre sort of mixture here. Again, perfect for a postmodern world. But I think that's what happened. I think he lived in a civic nationalist world, and he never even thought that anyone would ever criticize a beautiful statement that he originally made. But that's precisely what balkanizing, secessionist-oriented dynamics of ethno-nationalism does. If you must bow to the ethnic identity of a culturally determined movement. In other words, if we are different ethnicities, then by definition, we are incompatible cultures. That's where the Democrats appear to be going, and it's going to destroy their commitment to any kind of left-wingism, you know, from the 1990s, as it were, the gay 90s. That's going to be dead, and what you're going to see instead is a very rabid tribalism.
Well, yes, because we've seen that time and time again, they turn cannibalistic. They start eating their own. And we're already seeing that. I mean, the same type of thing that occurred with the NBA and how they kowtowed to China, right?
Exactly. It was a perfect point. Perfect point. And our media did the same thing. During the COVID-19 press conferences, those reporters were much more like hecklers during the White House press briefings. They were hecklers disguised as reporters, and they trusted Chinese information more than they trusted information from our president.
How goofy. I mean, here it is. The Chinese lie to us. The WHO lies to us. You know, the CDC was caught off guard because they trusted, which is kind of interesting because the CDC and our scientists knew, including Dr. Fauci, that the Wuhan lab was compromised to begin with. That's why we were there. I mean, even though he gave them money, wasn't supposed to, according to Barack Obama, he gave them over $3 million invested in that lab. And after, I think, maybe 18 months, 12 to 18 months, the scientists said, these guys are reckless. I mean, they're a bunch of cowboys. We better get out of here, which was probably a bad decision because with them extracting themselves, they couldn't keep an eye on what was going on. And the recklessness brought us the coronavirus, no doubt.
Wow. Yeah, right. Talk about self-defeating. My. Yeah, exactly. And it's a tragic thing that we're seeing because in many respects we had this wonderful opportunity for renewed civic nationalism. That's certainly what won in 2016. I believe it's going to win again big time in 2020. And I don't know if you saw the latest poll that just came out from Zogby, where just today, if I recall, where a majority of Americans do believe he is in the early stages of dementia. That's
Joe
the
Biden,
election
yes.
right there.
Right.
Yeah, Joe Biden. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's over if that's the case. The Zogby poll.
Well, they're talking three debates, and I cringe to think of even one debate because it could end up being and looking like for Donald Trump, and he's going to have to be careful, is this could be almost elder abuse because I mean, it seems common, but it's just that he's ill-equipped. I mean, bless his heart. I mean, thank you for your service for 40 years and all you've done and may have done and whatever else. But this is really, it's a sad commentary. I mean, they can only hide him so long, and I don't know what kind of medication they have him on to even, and sometimes for him to come across with some sense of clarity. But we hear him too often, and now it's kind of like, in order to hide it, they say, well, you know, even Joe says he's a gaffe machine and, you know, somehow it's charming or whatever it is. And let's not even talk about any kind of accusation of a hashtag Me Too movement on him. He's been able to circumvent that, which the left is good at. I mean, they're good at throwing out hashtags to conservatives and those on the right. And what, as one commentator said, the quickest thing to end their hashtag is when one of their own of any kind of notoriety, gets hit with that hashtag. Then it just, you know, silently goes off in the darkness, you know.
That's right.
I got to tell you, you got to love what's happening right now. I mean, this is, if you go into this with eyes wide open, this is a grand opportunity, you know, for us that when we re-embrace the things that have made America great, and I believe a spiritual revival is on the cusp of all this, Dr. Turley, that America will truly be and realize its true greatness and be even greater still. That's my vision and hope.
Amen. I have the exact same view, and we actually have some data. That's going to have to be something we talk about.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his efforts to end legal protections for young immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt. The high court saying that Trump improperly ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in 2017. In a Friday morning tweet, the president says the court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won. And he added, we will be submitting enhanced papers shortly. Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Cuccinelli saying on CNN the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. And what a ride it's been, right? We are committed to making sense of it all, believe me. And our next guest is going a long way as we go back in history to think about where we've been and how it's brought us to this place. Amity Schles is with us, New York Times bestselling author of The Forgotten Man, her new book, Great Society, a new history for us to look at the she's offering a stunning revision of 1960s history with burning relevance for our contemporary challenges. Amity, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, what you have done by way of service to our country, especially in the debate and all that's being discussed right now, my hope is that reason would prevail to where we can get a hold of what you're sharing with us here as we look back to the 60s, which I believe is instrumental in helping us understand why we're here today.
Yes, sir. Well, absolutely. I mean, one similarity is the idealism. Mm-hmm. The 60s were built on hope. They were built on the promise of America. The great program of the period was not the good society. It was the great society, right?
Right.
So that's very similar to today. And it's not dislikable. Of course, we want to always aim for the best we can get. The question would be, what did we get when we aimed for great last time? We made a decision, a collective American decision to get to great. We could opt to use the private sector, America is the country of enterprise, or we could use the public sector. Well, we opted for the public sector as the vehicle to greatness, and we didn't, to New Jerusalem, and we didn't get it.
Right. Why is it that the default seems to be so often the public sector, in contrast to the private sector, when we have seen experientially the private sector as a powerful force that, you know, really responds in an innate sort of way? I mean, it's kind of built into the soup of the private sector as much as it's built into the soup of the public sector, because we know the public sector is so often driven, you know, by vote getting and by credit, as opposed to, you know, people being able to rise to their own level based on their commitment to self-responsibility.
Well, I think the public sector sounds like the collective, and it makes us feel good, you know, and it suggests there's no selfishness at work, right? It's a public effort. But that's, you know, there's a whole, when I was writing this book, I didn't know what my conclusion was. I didn't intend to have too much private sector in it. But I had a look at companies in the period of the Great Society and what they were doing to make America better. And I was impressed and also disappointed. I'll give three examples. The company that became Intel, which was Fairchild, more or less, that is, the gifted staff at Fairchild moved to Intel, wanted to do something for Native Americans. And so they opened a plant in New Mexico because the Native Americans there were good at needlework, and Fairchild made chips, which require precision.
Right.
So it was a thoughtful effort, and they became the biggest employer of Native Americans in the United States at that little factory. And then eventually, you know, various protesters complained maybe the pay wasn't right, maybe. And what did Fairchild do? Eventually they left, and then people lost their jobs and were very sad. But it became too hard for Fairchild to be there. They could have done a lot more. Another company I looked at was were the automakers and the United Auto Workers, who made a decision collectively, a very powerful union in those days, the kind young people call for now, that they would help young people to express their views. So imagine today a big corporation gives money to a vociferous group of younger Americans, which happens all the time. The head of the UAW gave money to his favorite young radicals. He kind of likes young radicals. He, you know, he remembered himself as the head of the union when he was a young man. And then to his complete disappointment, he was appalled. The young radicals got so radical that they wrecked the chance for his party to win the election. His party happened to be the Democratic Party. They drove they split the Democratic Party and drove it to the left. And therefore, Richard Nixon, his enemy, won.
Right.
So I got interested. Yeah, I mean, imagine you're a big Democrat looking out the window of the hotel at your convention, and you see people down below doing, you know, behaving so wildly that the conservative side of your party strengthens. And the party split, and you know you've lost the election. That was Walter Luther. He's really appalled at what he bought. So I learned that companies do well when they work on business, and that helps all people, including minorities, poor people. Jobs are very important to American progress.
Yeah, it's amazing how we end up with these unintended consequences, and it goes back to what Peterson wrote years ago about, excellence and the study of excellence and people sticking to their knitting and, finding that lane that they're to operate best in. And, human nature being what it is, it's almost like not enough for us to find our, find our lane and be happy with it. Somehow we think that we all could be the president of the United States.
Well, yes. I mean, other stories in this book, which I discovered, very interesting, was the disappointment of the students themselves. First, they protested, and it was students, but it was also adults. And right now, the discussion is whether we should have community action, right? If you defund the police, what do you do after that?
Right.
Well, you've already heard the price for community action. That sounds nice. Mm-hmm. Police come in, they're intruders, they don't understand. Community action, that sounds great. Let's federally help community action. That's going to be the impulse, and it was in the 60s. I report that from the point of view of the Democratic mayors. Mm-hmm. Because the Democratic mayors in the 60s, everyone, this was the war on poverty. That's what the Great Society was. They had their poverty programs, and gosh darn it, they had elected Lyndon Johnson as maybe candidate. He's a daily in Chicago. And they had a poverty program that needed funding, community action, and what they thought Washington would just send them a check. After all, they were loyal to Johnson. And instead, what happened, which is a very familiar syndrome, was Washington, the poverty office led by Sergeant Schreiber, didn't want to give to mayors. They wanted to do something more original and new. So they basically favored more radical poverty actions by community groups and sent money to them. And some of those community groups were not particularly likable. I'm thinking of the Blackstone Rangers in Chicago who eventually received money from the federal government through various intermediaries, and the question is whether it was fraud or intended, to police the South Side of Chicago. The police were not defunded in Chicago, but they were sidelined for the same reason they might be sidelined today. Mm-hmm. And then there was sort of a law and order vacuum, and everyone was afraid that there would be riots and the Blackstone Rangers would keep the peace. And you know what? There's a lot to learn from gangs, but the idea that your neighborhood would basically be policed by a gang that's in a war with another gang was not reassuring to homeowners. And so they're like, I'm in a neighborhood policed by a gang or no one. And that contributed to the departure to the suburbs.
Right.
So Chicago stepped back from that. Bottom line, though, we've had a learning curve, and it's worth looking at the learning curve.
Exactly. We've got to go to break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Amity Schles, her new book, Great Society, A New History, right here. Stay with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
So many are responding to the gospel messages broadcast over the airwaves in Zimbabwe that more volunteers are needed to answer questions, follow up, and reach out in prayer. It's a problem we're happy to have at the Tide Ministry.
Over the past several years, listener response in Zimbabwe has grown exponentially, and more volunteers are needed on the other end. This year, our partners at the Zimbabwe Studio have reached out to churches, asking for volunteers to respond to listeners. And now, radio personnel are training new volunteers who will serve in the studio each Sunday during and after the broadcast to help field phone calls from listeners. This is an amazing development and an answer to prayer.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry follows up with listeners in Zimbabwe and other countries by connecting them with churches and pastors, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gil Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America, just as promised, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Amity Schles, New York Times bestselling author of The Forgotten Man. She now gives us, I'll tell you, this is going to be another New York Times bestseller, Great Society, A New History, a look at the past to understand what brought us here today. And Amity, as you were saying, in the 60s, you know, we and I love, you know, people that come up with ideas, but I think, you know, even like right now, we're talking about you know, community investment and, you know, things that I think have some practicality and have some application, but we cannot abandon, you know, law and order altogether. You know, I think that there's some things transactionally that need to be considered because of, you know, today's needs, the immediate needs, and then down the road, like some of these ideas in terms of community resources, which I think has been needed for a long time by way of mentoring. I think some things that the current president has done with Senator Tim Scott, with opportunity zones for, you know, minority business ownership, this moves us in the right trajectory. And I think what it tells us is that we may be on to something here to where, God, wouldn't it be nice if we actually really made a difference with these problems that we're contending with today?
Well, yes. And I believe in police reform. We all, you know, I can't comment too much on today, so I'm sorry, but clearly there are projects that the 60s should suggest are worthwhile. But we also learned, and that was what I was going to say, close the loop from before. I would say that the private sector does more than you think, and the public sector does less.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to tab one or the other, the private sector does a lot. America, for all Americans, is much wealthier than it used to be, and that's quite important.
Exactly. Well, if you think it doesn't, all you have to do is look at some of these cities that have been burnt down, and you've got these big companies. I say big companies have big ideas and big results potentially. And when you move them out of these cities where, you talk about the perfect storm when we're trying to get our economy back on track again after COVID-19, we need people back to work. We need businesses. We don't need them being burnt down and looted. And some of these communities are just devastated by the results of all the rioting and looting that's been taking place.
That's what happened. I mean, there's a lot of discussion about how cities change and people and businesses moved out. Businesses make rational decisions. But when something becomes too hard, the business relocates. They're not always good. And so we need to keep the businesses all over America, in city and country. One of the things I really liked in the book was the role of Ronald Reagan, who was a Democrat. The company he worked at was General Electric.
Exactly.
And General Electric was a wonderful company, but also very arrogant. And he worked there preaching free markets. He didn't even necessarily believe in free markets. He had the assignment to preach free markets. And after a period, he came to think, well, maybe free markets aren't a good idea. And this story is interesting because GE got in trouble. And GE actually broke the law in antitrust. And GE salesmen were fixing prices. And the whole free market effort, Reagan and that department, a man named Lem Boulware, great name, kind of went for naught. And Reagan was, dismissed from the company. And the company said, well, GE, that was a waste. We spent millions on teaching free markets, and nobody will remember anything we did. And it moved on and tried to fix up its antitrust problem. And it turned out Reagan, who is now just going back to being a B actor, kind of remembered all that free market stuff and saw the validity empirically. And yes. The next thing you know, he's running for governor of California. I guess my point being that markets have a place in America, and we as educators have failed to demonstrate that in schools, clearly, because most students just somehow take markets for granted and don't understand how fragile they are. And the point is that if we're teaching about markets and sharing the value that markets can offer, maybe we'll have a time when markets are again appreciated, including by politicians. It doesn't have to be a figure who's exactly like Ronald Reagan, who's a Cold War figure. It could be someone else. But long-term efforts at education actually work, and we've failed at education. I know you've heard the phrase the long march.
Yes, right.
As in Mao. But there's also this argument of a long march through the institutions, which was a line uttered by 60s radicals that said, we're not going to get a revolution today, but we're going to take over the institutions of our country. And that's what happened in Germany. And we're going to be the radicals who have tenure at the end. Well, we have had a long march in the United States for a number of reasons, and now the people who are at the head of the media or who are running educational institutions or are tenured professors have a very left-leaning view of the world. They lean left, and there's not much room for markets anymore, particularly in the undergraduate space. And that's one reason younger people don't know about how much America has achieved in the past.
Exactly. Well, this long march and left-leaning bias that you refer to has been very much counter, at the end of the day, in my observation, the American dream and this democratic republic. I mean, to the point that a majority, I guess, according to some sciences and some polling, would indicate that kids coming out of college, are decidedly more for socialism than democracy.
Well, it's a generation gap. Do they haven't seen socialism the way older Americans have? They haven't seen an economy that doesn't work. And it's a kind of willed ignorance, the inability to have a look at a real-time socialism, say in Venezuela, and the dictatorship that it becomes. That's very important. And I want to mention one other thing that surprised me in the the book. It was how brave American unions were in reading civil rights. Certainly unions were involved in the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. Walter Reuther was there all along.
Right.
But how bad they were for the future of American industry. In this case, it was automaking, because the third company in my book is Toyota. And while the big auto companies and certainly their unions were focusing on civil rights, Toyota came in and killed a lot of jobs in the Midwest, cutting off from jobs the very kind of people we try to support through civil rights action. So it was a terrible story. This man, Walter Reuther, the head of the UAW, practically murdered Detroit with the policies that he insisted on. And in collusion with him were the automakers, who spent a lot of money on wages, priced our autos out of the market, didn't focus on the quality of the auto, and opened the door, therefore, to competitive imports.
And ignored a dynamic demographic, which was the under 35-year-old. They just said they're irrelevant. They're not going to let them in. They opened the door for the Japanese to come in and take over that market. And you go, how? I mean, any marketing, first semester marketing student would have said, wow, that's opportunity for the Japanese, and they ate it up big time.
Yeah, they did a good job. Another story that I learned in the book was that Republicans and Democrats are that different. The truth is, when it comes to spending, Richard Nixon just continued the great society that Johnson started. So it's one of those revisions for the history books that's probably necessary. Nixon was a big spender, no matter what he promised in 68 when he did run as law and order man. Why? Because Congress was not behind him. Nixon was a supremely political animal, and he had Democrats in Congress, and he wanted to somehow build as we say nowadays, triangulate, or he wanted to build a center coalition with himself and conservative Democrats. And he did anything for that, including spend a lot. His food stamp spending accelerated under Nixon. I want to mention an author, John Cogan, whom I admire very much, who wrote a whole book about that, entitlements, right, and how they've grown the United States. This is a bipartisan effort saying, heck, we've got to spend a lot because we have social trouble. Then we had the terrible backdrop of the Vietnam War. And it's not going to be so bad. It's a less, you know, even if we don't approve of spending this much, of setting up entitlements, it's a lesser evil than some things that could happen. All right, and a lot of the entitlements are going to come back to bite us today.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, So they kind of set a trap through social policy that will spring on our children.
Without a doubt. Amity Slays is with us, her book, Great Society, A New History. Amity, as we wrap things up, we've got about a minute left. Give us your conclusion, your summary conclusion here.
My conclusion is government often doesn't get it right. And I wrote this book before COVID, but it's ridiculous and also tragic.
Yes.
So you think, if we had this conversation in January, we would have been reporting that no masks are necessary in the United States, or that, Americans don't get COVID because of the messages from our government. The governments often fail, and individuals and companies sometimes are better at addressing social needs.
Exactly. And to some degree, again, there has to be that allowance that we're all human and subject to failings, and we fall short as hard as we try. But, this is where collective debate and where listening to one another is so critical if we're going to reach, the level of ambition that I believe that we all hold in our heart for all Americans. Amity Slays, thank you so much. This is a great book. Great job here. I appreciate it.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today.